Before we go any further, I did want to address something that we're all aware of by now. Certainly everybody is aware of and grieving about the Charlie Kirk assassination that took place earlier in last week, and heavy on everyone's hearts, I'm sure. I just wanted to encourage you on a couple of things there. One, as we are inundated with the coverage and the different commentaries and opinions on all of that, you really can't go anywhere and look anywhere without hearing about it and hearing opinions and speculation and perspectives. And as you hear those things and as you look at those things, church, I just wanted to encourage you, don't let yourself reduce what happened down to a left or right issue. Don't reduce it down to a political thing where it's liberal versus conservative, Democrat versus Republican, and don't reduce what happened down to that. The issue is not a liberal or a conservative thing. The issue is a sin and evil thing. That's what is at the heart of what happened. Man's depravity, man's rebellion against a holy God, choosing evil and sin as opposed to righteousness and holiness. And apart from Jesus Christ, we will always and only choose sin and unrighteousness. And so, while it is unthinkably tragic, we need to be aware that the motivation behind the person that took his life was a sinful and evil and satanically energized motive. And none of that will ever be overcome with legislation or policies or any amount of deliberation and debating on details surrounding those events. It's not about a Second Amendment issue. The only thing that's going to overcome what took place is the gospel. And the gospel still has the power to overcome. Remember that. Be courageous and be brave in your own personal stand on and for the gospel. Be courageous in your witness. Don't fear what man can do to you. Because in Christ, if you're in Christ, you've already overcome. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Trust that, believe that, rest in that. Pray for the person that took Charlie Kirk's life. Pray for that individual. Because what he needs is what Charlie Kirk had and proclaimed, which is a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's what this man needs, and we need to pray for that for him. Pray for the family. Pray for Charlie Kirk's wife and those two precious children. Pray for our nation. Not that we would agree politically, but pray that our nation would come to the place of surrender to the Savior that is the only one that can make anything right. So I just wanted to encourage you in these ways as we face what has been and what will continue to be such a horrific set of circumstances. And I think it's important to have the right perspective in these times. So let's pray together, and I will be praying about these things. You join with me on that, please, and then I'll also pray and ask God's blessing on our worship through giving and as we go forward. Father, thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you are. You have not changed at all. And when we are faced with circumstances and events like what took place earlier this week, and so many other things like it, we are tempted to say, "Where are you, God? How did you let this happen? Why did you let this happen?" Oh God, may we remember that you are the same as you have always been. Help us to believe and to remember that you are in control. You are in control of all things. And in your perfect sovereignty, you take all things, even horrific tragedies like what took place, and you work them out for your glory and to accomplish your purpose and for our good. So help us to believe that you are good and to believe that you are reigning and ruling and you are taking whatever the enemy means for evil and you turn it for good. Father, I pray for this individual that in sin and in evil took Charlie Kirk's life in such a public manner. It's hard for us to see that someone like that could change, but you changed the Apostle Paul from being a murderer to being one of the greatest spokesmen and witnesses of the gospel that we've ever had. There is no one beyond the transforming power of the gospel, and that includes this person. And so we pray that somehow, some way, you would send someone, say something, cause his attention to be drawn somehow to the gospel. We pray for the salvation of this individual. Oh, what a testimony that would be of even the impact of Charlie Kirk's life, that his assassin came to know his Savior. Father, I pray for the Kirk family, for his wife and his precious little ones. Father, be merciful, be gracious, pour out your comfort and your love and your peace. And Father, I pray that you would use this even in our lives to help us to be willing to boldly proclaim the truth of the gospel, even in the face of opposition, but help us to do so in a loving manner. Help us to speak the truth, but always in love and in grace. Help us to follow our Savior's example. And may others see the light and love and truth of the gospel in our words and our actions as we go forward and live. Now, Father, as we worship through our gifts, our offerings, I pray that you would take it all, use it, bless it, multiply it for the furtherance of the gospel here locally and abroad. We will give you praise and glory for it all. In Jesus' name, amen.